Anyone visiting, I'm not the normal speaker. It's a summer series. And tonight I want to know about, I want to speak about knowing my place. Knowing my place. We all grow up probably being told once more, maybe all the time, several times, phrases that sometimes come out like this. You need to know your place. Do you know your place? Do you need to be told your place? Why do you think this is the place? And this is not the place. And some I'm going to put in your place. Now this phrase basically is something in our culture that many times that we hear different people saying. You may hear something like that in Walmart, you know, people trying to get people in their place. It all goes back to the fact that many of us are brought up to know certain rules, and we're supposed to know our place and where we stand with that. And prior to hearing these types of phrases to help us better know our place, we've been maybe politely provided, told, reminded, reminded again, told or else, and finally really reminded what the rules are. In other words, there's these degrees of knowing our place as we're brought up, and we all have been there with our children. If you've had children, I'm not going to tell you again. And then it's, you know, no holds barred. You're in trouble. And we're conditioned that way so much. And it's a good thing because we have teachers here, and they have to take these children that we are conditioning at home to know their place. And they find pretty quickly, I was talking to my wife, who's been teaching 32 years today, there are rules in places. So at home, you might say that there's rules at the dinner table, and you've broken one, you're in trouble. You may say in the car, there's certain rules, certain tone of voice, can't get too high. I remember when I was raising my children, my son, for some reason, he's as tall as me now, he had the highest pitched voice. And about 4 hours in the car was all I could handle of that squeaky voice. Sometimes he would just like, I was just like, son, you just drive me crazy. So that's at home. And at school, you may have rules that are in the classroom. In the library, we have a librarian that's here. There are many rules in the library. Primarily one that I learned real quick, you know, is you don't talk loud. And so then also at school, you have lunchroom rules. You know, I could go into, I talked to Cheryl earlier today about certain lunchroom rules. I don't remember many of them. I was just there to eat the food, as you can tell. But there are many lunchroom rules that children have to be told, and some have to be told over and over and over and over. And then, as far as also rules, you have rules on the playground. And that I remember some guys I knew, that was just unheard of. I mean, playground, we've been stuck in this building. We're out on the playground. I'm going to do what I want to do. But no, there's rules there too. And there has to be. Even when we're on vacation, there's rules. I remember going on vacation when I was a kid, and my dad had a 72 Ford pickup. There was five boys. We had a truck. That was all we had. We went on vacation. We were in the back of that truck in a camper. And there were rules. The oldest always got to sit up front with mom and dad. The next to the oldest sat up next to the window behind the cab. Those of you in the big family, you're going to understand all this. There's a pecking order. And the job of the person behind the window, behind the parents, he could see everything. And the three of us are in the back. You know, we were just like picked on, messed with. You know, he had a ball. The rules were not there in that little camper on vacation. But there were certain rules that were. We get in the tent, we go camping, and there's rules. And growing up, you know, you didn't want to break the rules. At least I try not to, but because I could tell my older brothers, they were always breaking the rules. So you see all the ramifications of that. Like, I don't want to break any rules. That's stupid. I mean, why do you want to break rules? They're just, you're going to get in trouble. Where there was others that pushed the limits. And then we get at work. It's the same thing. We have rules at work. In the office, behind the counter, if you work in a restaurant, if you've ever been behind a counter and had the experience of that, I my folks had a restaurant, and my dad, we had to learn new rules for my dad when we owned the restaurant. And then I had to learn new rules when I managed a restaurant at night in high school. And there are certain things you just can't do. You bite your lip and you move on. On the job site, during all types nowadays of electronic communications, can you just imagine if we were to start talking? I mean, Rob could talk all day. There's certain things you just can't do on email and text. And when you're at business, it's one rule, set of rules. You're at school, you can't do, and they have to tamp down on this. So what's my point? With all these rules that we have, and we have to learn them on a day, and we know all these rules, but they're not the rules at work, or they're not the rules at school. But I've got this, man, it's just almost like you got this bag of tricks and nobody else knows you have it. Have you ever been in that situation where you're just wanting to shake somebody or just wonder why they're struggling with something, and you're like, you know, you should know the rules, and then you realize later in life that no, they did not know the rules. And was it our job to really express to them that the Bible and the Word of God teaches us so much more than our mentors, our parents, our school teachers, our managers at work? That's our backbone. So when we're out there and we're struggling in life with the rules of life, we always want to gravitate to that solace. But are we stingy with that? Do we show others that we know what we know and what we've learned? Do we show others our spiritual side then to the point that we realize that, man, I've been blessed? Sometimes it's easy to, at Christmas time, it's easy to have those feelings. Other times in life, it's easier. But really, on a daily basis, you go to the store. You're trying to get out of the store, and that's your primary goal, at least for most. There's just times that I feel like that we miss sometimes. And the society we are in now is so, I would say, self-centered, easy to get information. You don't need to ask anybody. You don't need to go get mentored by anybody. You can pick up the internet anywhere on a phone and learn anything you want to learn. But that true wisdom, if you really think about the rules that we know that are in the Bible, is true wisdom. That's different. It's spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom. And I think that we sometimes miss many opportunities, myself for sure, to share with others that, you know, that really doesn't bother me what's bothering you at work. It's not life is, I mean, you know all of these things, you know all these verses. It's just a, life is a vapor. It appears for, you know all these rules that God is, you trust in God, and we take that for granted so much that why are we not sharing? And I wouldn't say sharing the rules, but sharing the wisdom of God's righteousness and the fact that by learning His Word, we can navigate things much easier than most people we would see on the street. But we tend to want to categorize them. Well, they know the rules. Well, they shouldn't have been doing that. They know the rules. Well, do they know God? We do. The last thing I want to close with, this is something that most people would probably nowadays know. If you've ever tried to look up a product, some product information on the internet, especially on your phone, and you're probably familiar with the question, do you want to share your location? And if you've ever seen that on your phone, especially if you have the whistle turned on because you don't want to share your location. And then although the most always you're asked to, by a store, say you go to Lowe's, they want to know, you want to share your location? You're like, why do you want to know? If you've never seen that. But we know that after doing this, that they're looking for potential customers. And they want to know where you are. They want to know what they have in their store. And they have certain things in that store. And they don't want to tell you any misinformation. So they want to know where you are. So they want you to share your location. They also ask you, or they want to know that because they know the inventory of the store, but they want to know buying patterns, and they want to know more about you. Well, what are we doing to share our location with others? You know, we have people ask us things all the time. We have inventory. We have things on our mind. We know what we struggled with last week, and we know how we got through it. But do we share that information We want them to share where they are in life, but do we really share where we are? Do we take inventory of what we have and say, hey, let me help you. Come to church. Or do we even say, hey, I learned that in Bible school. Just anything to indicate that I know a set of rules that are for the good of man because God made us and he knows us best and I know God. So as Christians, we must know our inventory. And when others ask us to share our location in the Lord's church and most especially our spiritual life, you see, if we take our inventory seriously, we too will long for those searching to share their location. This is exactly what God tells us. If we take our inventory on our spiritual life and we know how we've been blessed, and we want to share our location and where we are in life with those that are really struggling, great things can happen, bigger things than we ever would have in our inventory, so to speak. Let's look at Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal. But keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do we know our place in church? Do we know our place in our jobs, home, and school? Have we lost our place? Do we want to share our location? We're commanded to do so. We're the light of the world, the salt of the earth. I mean, we're just so much, and we take it for granted. That's our toolkit. Don't mess with my toolkit. I mean, if you've ever been in the service field, that's a big thing. What do you want? I mean, you got tools. Are we that way with our faith? Are we trying to show others that we have an anchor that's just unbelievable? We really think about life that way? Or do we get the other rule book out the minute we hit the street out there? Have you lost your place in the Lord's church and need the prayers of the church? Do you want to be a part of the Lord's church and know your place? If you have a need, please come forward as we stand and sing.